what resources are out there that you went out and sought out and brought together through what you did?
Well, that's a great question. And our primary resource is what we call the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, or VITA, and the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, also known as TCE. So basically, we form partnerships with any community-based organization, any government agency, any city or state agency, or just any organization that, as their root mission, they have the improvement of the lives of low-wealth Americans. So in that regard, we sought out different organizations in that area to actually sponsor what we call the VITA sites to do free tax return preparations and the Tax Council for the Elderly sites.
And how do you qualify? Where I assume there's income thresholds and age thresholds there.
Right, there are income qualifications. Basically, we serve the lower wealth Americans, and we generally tie the definition of lower wealth to the earned income tax credit. The earned income tax credit is a credit that inures to lower wealth citizens, and the upper limit to that is around $57,000. So we generally state that individuals with income of $57,000 or less qualify, but the income is not as much a determining factor as just the scope of the items on the returns. Mm-hmm. We have a long list of items that our volunteers are trained and certified to prepare tax returns in, and they only prepare tax returns for those items that they're certified. So the scope and depth of the return is more of a determining factor than just income. And then, of course, under our Tax Counseling for the Elderly, our volunteers concentrate on individuals age 60 or older first, and then if they have additional capacity, they also do tax returns free of charge for those individuals that meet those scope requirements.
Now, 4,000 organizations, I never would have imagined that there's so many volunteer groups out there doing this sort of work. A, how did you track them all down and get them to work together under this program? And B, how do you make sure that they're all on the up and up, as it were?
Well, we call them trusted organizations or trusted partners. So there's about 4,000 on a local basis. When you look at the stakeholder partnership, education, communication spec, that's the area that I work with in wage and investment. That's our job. We're relationship managers. We're trained to be relationship managers and build partnerships with organizations. So we actually go out and find these organizations that have as part of their mission, as I said before, the improvement of the lives of low-wealth Americans. So we partner with them, show them the nexus of operating a VITA site, ensuring that everyone receives the full amount of their refund. And then a lot of our partners also have other programs to help individuals determine how to use that refund. We also provide what we call oversight over the VITA and TCE program. That is, we ensure that returns are prepared in a quality and accurate manner. And to that regard, we do a valid statistical sample of all the returns prepared, and we have a seasoned crew go out and review those returns during the actual return preparation process. But just by virtue of these being trusted partners, organizations that really would like to improve the lives of the lower wealth citizens, we're pretty sure that we receive a quality product. They work really, really hard at this.
So what inspired you to do this? What need did you see out there that made you say, we got to get these people together?
Well, back in 1998, just to give you a short version of the long story, back in 1998, Congress passed the Tax Reform Act of 1998, and in its simplest form, it stated that the IRS should reorganize along customer lines versus the existing geographical organization. And we were also charged with making taxes easier to help individuals get their taxes right up front versus the IRS having to take some action after a return had been filed. And so we were charged with reorganizing and forming the division I worked in back in 2000. So I had been with the IRS since June 1970, believe it or not. And I looked at that as a career change, and it was a great way to do some things that I've always had an affinity to do. So I changed careers in 2000. I went from the enforcement side of IRS. I'm a CPA and revenue agent by trade. Mm-hmm. I started doing the community-based organization and volunteer work.